Blog Talk Radio.
How you guys doing? This is Wardell Flash G of the Solar Radio, and man, oh man, guys, God is so good and so awesome, and so blessed to be here. We all are. This is a gift. Life is a gift, and we should be make sure that we are more appreciative of this gift and the love that God has shown us. That's why I do this show, because I always want to make sure that I am doing my best to be my best And I want to make sure that this part is that I, you know, that I show God, not just talk about it, but I show him how much I love him and appreciate him and need him and admire him. And, you know, and I'm learning from him. And my all my brothers and sisters who love Christ, I'm learning from them as well. And so I just want to just, you know, take an hour and just share, you know, some great music and stuff from these writers and producers and artists around the world that write these songs for us to just celebrate and love on Christ. So thank you for joining in with me today. My name is Wardell Potts Jr., and I'm just very blessed to be here and doing this. So this song that I want to play you, it's an old song, but I love this song so much. It's a song that I want you to listen to it. And, like, you know, it's called Let It Rain. You know, and sometimes we need to make sure that we open up to God and say, just let it go, God. Just bless me with you. Whatever it is that you want me to do, just let it rain on me. Give it to me. I'll be there. I'll be your servant. I'll love. And you know, so many times we're asking for things and we're asking for things, but sometimes we need to give, you know, as well to the kingdom of God. You know, because it's a beautiful thing when we circulate that our gifts that God has given us, right? And we just pass it forward. And we continue to pass it forward and continue to pass it forward. And before you know it, it's coming right back around at you. So I want to encourage you guys to pass it forward. Who may be in need, because you never know how you affect people when you gift them, and it's so unexpected. Right? Like, where did that come from? And I see these little things periodically. People would just walk up to people and say, hey, you know, I just want to give you $100, give you a couple $100. I've even seen them give a few $1,000s, you know. But you do whatever God puts on your heart to do, and you bless whoever God puts on your heart to bless. I'm not here to tell you or encourage you. You know what you can afford to do. You know what you're comfortable with doing, and you know what God's telling you to do. So, but it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to give. And so I'm just asking you to do that for the kingdom of God, to go and give to someone. You know, and this doesn't necessarily mean monetarily. You can do it just, you know, hey, let me come over and bring over some of my young friends. And, you know, you see an elderly person that needs to live in the house, but you know they can't afford it. You say, hey, we'll come over and we'll fix that up for you. We'll do that together. And that's just the hands and the feet of God just bless that home and bless that person. And you just don't know what an impact that makes on people. But it's beautiful. It's awesome. And so, please, just remember that, okay? All right, guys. So, yeah, let's get into the music on Soul Records Radio on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Love you, and so blessed that we can do this together. So, here you go.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply.
I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Oh, God will come to tell you it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Can I just thank you for the rain, Lord? Can I just thank you for the rain? Can I just thank you for the rain?
singing it. Yeah, Christ, the hope of glory. You are Christ, the hope of glory.
Yeah. There's a line and we've crossed it. Some would say that we've lost it. Found our joy. It's all in knowing you. There's a line and we've crossed. Some would say we've lost it. Oh, but we found our joy. We found our joy. Joy of loving you. Thank you.
Amen. Wonderful to be grateful, right? And it's just the right thing to do. Been blessed by someone or something, and if you to think about a God in control of everything anyway. So God, we are grateful for because of who you are. Father, we love you so much and we appreciate you, and we love how much you love us, and we appreciate, you know, the love that you show. You know, sometimes we doubt you and we're confused, we're upset, we don't understand, and how your grace is always enough, and you bless us so much, and we're so grateful for that. So thank you, God. Thank you for blessing us and taking care of your children. We need you more than we ever think we need you. And it's so good that you're right there and waiting on us. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being the best guy there is. We love you so much. So, you know, guys, I'm just really enjoying this music, and I hope you are too. It is just really blessing my soul. Can we listen to a little bit more? And then I want to share something with you. But I just want to, let's just, this song right here in the background is so beautiful. Let's just take a listen.
I know the night won't lie. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still. Keep me within your love.
I never will forget. You've never failed me yet. And I never will forget.
Amen. I mean, that says it right there, right? He's never failed us. Never failed us yet. And it's important that we remember, you know, just remember how important those moments were when God came along and just made things happen and we didn't even know how it was going to happen. Remember those moments because they're really important, because you need to have those sitting in the back of your mind, you know, so you could, it helps you to navigate in your relationship. And it also helps to manage your faith. You know, it's because the truth will set you free. And when you know the truth, when you know that God has been there for you and he's blessed you and taken care of you in situations, now you can really, when you think and you start to think about these things, it gives you like, when you're really into this negotiation, so to speak, with your yourself in regards to, you know, your feelings and stuff. And a lot of times we get angry and we want to blame God for when things are not going right, and you know, we say things that we shouldn't say. Ask God, where is he and why aren't you here right now, and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's a tough situation. It's a tough situation because we are who we are. God knows who we are. He made us. So, you know, and it's just difficult. I just pray that we learn to manage ourselves a little bit better, you know, not just with God, but, you know, with people, you know, how we respond to them, how we react to them. And so just think, I mean, we can be so frustrated with God and call him out. I mean, humans, regular humans are just, they don't have a chance at all, right? So that's why we, as Christians, I'm talking to my Christian brothers and sisters, and if you haven't given your heart to Christ yet, he's waiting for you. He loves you right where you are. You don't have to be shy about your relationship with God. This is about just trusting that God exists and that he loves you and that you can depend on him. You can do that. So, you know, we all have different purposes in life, and sometimes we will look at my pastor saying earlier today, was talking about, you know, people that, some people have hard lives. It's been rough. Their life has just been rough. And, but God can use that because God loves you. And we all have different positions that we all play for the same team. And some of the positions, some can't do. Some of us can't. It's just too hard, right? You can't. You know, some of the other positions are like easier to them, but to the other person, they don't want to do that. It's tough enough for them. So all were designed differently, do different tasks, and God is using us based on who we are and what we are and how we react to him. So he's designed us to do certain things. All equally. Some people enjoy working really hard. Some people would be bored sitting at a desk and pushing a pen. It's just not who they are. Right? We all are different. And so just think about this. I'm going to give you an analogy. I was on a track team, and we did the 400 meter or 440 when I was doing it back in the day. I'm kind of telling my age. And it was a relay. And so you had the starter, you had the second person, you had the third place person, and then you had the fourth person, which was, you know, the closer, right? And so, and each one of us ran 220, right? 220, 220, 220, something like that, yeah. And so what happens is the one that starts off is running totally different. Their purpose is to get out of the blocks as fast as possible. And I used any and everything to my advantage because that was my position. I was the starter. And I started creating things in my own mind so that I could be really good starting. I wanted to make sure that we had a chance to win. Because it does matter how you start. It does matter. And so I put every single thing into making sure that I gave us a good launch, a good start. And my coach saw that I did a good job and made that my position. That, you know, that I was really focused and serious and doing it. And so then the next person was a friend of mine. And I passed the baton to him, and he took off and he did his 220. And the next person was another friend of mine named Tony Freeman, and rest in peace, Tony. And Tony was flying, just flying, right? And then the closer was the final person on this team. And then you give that and it is just over. Their job is to put out the race, make sure we get the finish line first. And we would cheer. We would, I mean, for me, I mean, I started it a long time ago. By the time we get to the last person, I'm cheering, watching, and everybody was involved in the team. We're all four, three of us are watching the last person. We're focused on them. We're focused on that person because that person is doing their part. We all did our part, and they were closing it out. But remember, we are all on the same team. And when that person gets to the line, rather it's first, second, third, that's where we all land. And so we're and hoping and praying. But I couldn't do what he did. I tried to do the closing part, but I didn't have it in me that way. I didn't have what he had. He didn't have what I had as a starter. And so that's why the coach had made the decision. This is where I want you. This is where I want this person. And we all were very focused. But the coach knew exactly where we were better at and what position we would be better in. And that's what God's doing with us. He knows what position we would be better in. And he puts us in those positions. And sometimes they might be harder than the other positions. Maybe it may appear to be that way. It might not be to that person that's doing it because that's what we're designed to do. So we should be grateful. We should be saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for giving me this job. Thank you, God, for loving me and giving me this opportunity to be on a winning team, to be on this. You know, I just want us to be more optimistic about where we are in our lives. More grateful, like the song, right? Be safe. Thank you, God. Thank you for, I'm still here. I'm alive. Thank you for creating me. Thanks for giving me a chance at this life. Thanks for giving me the chance to be a blessing to someone else. Thanks for letting me be on this team. Thanks for quickening my heart and making me a man of God. Helping, you know, this is great. I went out for the team and I made it. It's such a wonderful gift and a wonderful opportunity, and we all need to be grateful for it. And we need to say thank you and not look at the others and judge and say, oh, I wish I had what he had, or I wish I had what she had. No, God, you don't think God knows what he's doing? You're where you are for a specific reason. We all have a purpose. God made us with a purpose, and his will be done if we allow it to happen. Let him use you as a vessel. Some of us want to be stars on TV and recognized by the world. You know, that's that, right? But it's not, everybody can't do the same thing. It's not meant for everybody. Some, you know, I think the most amazing people are the men and women that get up every single day and go out there and catch the bus or drive and sit in that crazy traffic and go to work and work hard all day long. Then get back in the car or the train or the bus, and then they go back home. And then they love on their family. And they do that all for the love of their family. I mean, that is amazing sacrifice. To me, they are the stars. They are the stars. Because a lot of the stuff, like for me, I get to play music. Something I did as a child was a dream of mine, and something that I really wanted to do when I saw the Jackson 5. It was just, I was like, ooh, I want to do that. And so somehow, you know, I did what I needed to do to get in a position to do it. You know, it was just a desire, and the next thing you know, it became a reality. But everybody don't get those opportunities. Some people are, because we are all made different and we all have different purposes in life. Sometimes you are just there so that that star could say, that my childhood friend who never was, did not, don't, they don't trip off of me because I'm a star. They trip off of me because they love me for who I was right in the very beginning. And I love them for loving me like that. And when I'm in trouble, I can call them and talk to them and not worry about people having this thing about me being a star. But they just look at me as, you know, that person that needed help. You know, it's God is amazing the way that he designs everything. I have problems with killing fish, but I love the way it tastes. It's just not for me. I can't go out and kill them. I have a very difficult time killing anything. That's just the way I'm made. This doesn't make it right or wrong. It's just that that's who I am. So anyway, I want you guys to know that just remember, we're all on the same team. And we can do very well. We can win this thing, this war, this spiritual warfare where the devil is trying to destroy us from being loving to one another, trying to create separation by having different political parties. You know, we who cares about the blue or the red or the Democrats or the Republicans? We're human beings. We're God's children. That's the most important part. And we kind of skip over that. We look over that. It's almost like, what's that word? Let me see if I can find it here in my notes. Prejection. Prejection is when you are looking for something to not be right. You're looking for something to be wrong. You project like, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. It's not going to happen. Or they're not going to like my artwork, or they don't like my music, or they're not going to. And you do that because you want to, you do that to protect yourself so that if someone does say they don't like it or don't want it, it makes you feel better because you did it first, because you said it first. But you have to be careful what you look for. You seek and you will find. And when the devil knows that you are looking for negativity and sadness, he's going to join you. He's going to be excited to help you to continue to pull you down. He can't wait to help you with that situation. So don't give him the benefit of the doubt. Don't let the devil get that on you. Be faithful and trust and know that God is in control, and let God's will be done, whatever it is. And sometimes, like I said, you may not be comfortable. You might be locked up, you know. You might not be comfortable with that, but you can be a blessing in prison. You can be a blessing in any situation that you're in. It's just up to you. It's up to you. Oh, man. God will turn graves into gardens. Right? You know he will. So don't think that your situation is so bad that it can't get better. He loves you. He loves you right where you are. It's all good. You guys have a blessed and beautiful rest of your weekend. And thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. I didn't realize how much time it went by. So I love you, and thanks for tuning in. And we'll be in touch, okay? Take care. God bless. Good night.